here. I'm getting situated here at the 2017 GAC, hosted by the fine folks at CUNA. And we have City National Rockdale Investments' Garrett D'Alessandro here. How are you, Garrett?
Great. How are you doing, Mike?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
Thanks.
Before we get started into talking about risk, managing risk, what's the buzz in the show that you're hearing? Mm-hmm. You're walking around the halls and stuff. What are people talking about here?
So a couple things. Obviously, some of the things that are affecting the credit unions with the new administration.
Oh, yeah.
Rules and regulations and changes coming up, which mm-hmm. we'll talk a little bit about in terms of the accounting. Mm-hmm. That's a topic. Interest rates and when the Fed's going to move obviously affects the credit unions. And, you know, our partner, CUNA Mutual, we've been working with them for a long time. Mm-hmm. They've been working collaboratively with City National Rockdale mm-hmm. and the credit unions to navigate these upcoming changes.
Very cool. Let's talk about the accounting rule, the FASB accounting rule. I'm just learning about this, so forgive me for messing it up. But so tell us a little bit more about that. So, I mean, I'm sure it's important to credit unions, so let's hear a little bit more about that and what they can learn from it.
So one of the things that we do with CUNA Mutual is work with the credit unions to help their investment portfolio dampen some of the volatility in terms of the market movements. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And we've worked with the credit unions to facilitate reallocating parts of their portfolio.
Okay.
The new rule, this new accounting rule, is going to have us have to alter some of that risk mitigation.
Oh, goody.
And that's obviously not the intended purpose. So we're working kind of rigorously with CUNA Mutual and the credit union, some of the leaders, to restructure what we do so we can still bring the same risk benefits.
What does it mean to credit unions, though? What's their role in this whole thing? Do they just kind of sit there idle? Or, I mean, I'm sure they got lots to do in this area. So what does it mean for them, in other words?
Right. So think of two ways that you can handle an investment. You can buy an investment and hold it to its maturity and not have to record the day-to-day swings, which many do.
Yeah.
Or you can buy a security, trade it the next day, buy a security, trade it the next day, which no credit union does.
Yeah, that's
the new accounting rules stressful. Are essentially going to imply that they're doing the buying and selling every day,
okay,
which obviously they're not doing.
Okay.
So it's not exactly the intended consequence of the new accounting rule.
Okay.
So we're working to make sure that when we buy an investment security, the accounting treatment treats it as if it's going to be held until maturity.
Okay, I see. I see now. All right. So the end result for credit unions is?
They'll still be able to gain diversification through mm-hmm. some of the different mm-hmm. investments mm-hmm. that we work with them on mm-hmm. and not fall under what we call the booking of the mark-to-market movement every day.
Okay, very cool. All right, let's switch gears here to managing risk across all asset classes in an environment of rising interest rates, which is what we're going to encounter this year.
Right.
So fill us in on this issue.
So working with credit unions and CUNA Mutual, interest rates are gradually going to be rising,
mm-hmm.
and the large majority of the investments in the credit unions are government securities, which are interest rate sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
So our goal is to take a piece of the portfolio and have it zig a little bit when the rest of the portfolio zags.
That's very technical terms there, Garrett. Be careful. You might lose me. So okay, again, the end result for credit unions, what does this mean for credit unions?
So when the interest rates go up, some of their bond values won't necessarily move ahead like they normally do.
Mm-hmm.
The part of the portfolio that we're going to be managing should still move ahead a little bit in the face of rising interest rates.
Okay, good.
So the balancing effect will be positive for their investment results, so they can continue to make the loans mm-hmm. and provide the credit without any interruptions like they've been doing wonderfully for many years.
So all this is just kind of keeping the ship moving forward, right? Even when things, like you said, when things are zigging, you're going to be zagging. So that's just kind of keeping things open. Keeping the doors open, basically.
That's right. You want to not have any slowing down of the great things that the credit unions do for their communities, which is make the lending.
Indeed, indeed. Very cool to know that stuff. All right, 2017, I'm going to let you get your crystal ball out here.
Right.
What do you foresee happening in 2017, if we can venture down that road? Because they're still early in the year.
Right.
But, I mean, we're almost done with the first quarter, though. So
right.
what can you say about that?
So I have an acronym. It's called START. START.
All right.
Stimulus, taxes, attitude, regulation, and trade. The first four, if the new administration does a good job, mm-hmm. lowers taxes appropriately, mm-hmm. gives a little bit of stimulus, mm-hmm. reduces regulation a little bit, mm-hmm. keeps our confidence up, mm-hmm. 17 will be a good economic year. Mm-hmm. And if they stay away from a little bit of the trouble with the trade, it'll all come good.
Okay.
If
that last one's going to be based on what we've heard, that right. last one might be a little challenging.
If they start trouble with the trade, then some of the good things that they'll do on tax relief mm-hmm. and regulatory relief mm-hmm. might be mitigated or offset okay. by bad behavior on the trade. So we want to be careful on trade and do generally yeah. good on taxes and
stimulus. Well, what you just said, the first four, it sounds like that's the plan.
Right.
But then the last one, the last letter, that's the kind of the joker in the deck type of thing.
That's right. So. And the key to remember is if I'm interacting with another country, they actually have a choice, and it's called retaliation. So we don't want to be poking our friends in the eye or punching them in the gut. We want to be holding their hands, having fair discussions, mm-hmm. and come up with an equal outcome rather than something that causes them
something
a little bit of frustration.
Fair. Something that's fair. That's right. All we ask. All right. Well, anything else to wrap up? This has been quite the education, especially for me, because this is a very new area for me. So thank you very much for coming in here and chatting about it. And I get to learn a little bit more about it so I can ask educated questions.
Great. Well, this has been very helpful, and I'm happy to be here today and share that with you.
And let's give a quick plug to CUNA Mutual Group as well. How you guys, your partnership working with them before we...
Yes. So Scott and John and the team at CUNA Mutual, we've been working with for many years, mm-hmm. and the benefits across many of the credit unions has been very, very attractive
very
in
cool.
terms of their investment results.
Right on. Well, Garrett, thank you very much for stopping in the
Great.
Studio lounge for a few minutes. Appreciate
Great.
The time, man.
Good to see you.
Well done. Let's do this
Thanks.
Again.